Power Hour. It's the one. Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and
every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
The one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power Hour.
It's the one.
Power Hour.
It's the who.
Power Hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Welcome. Happy Sabbath. Shalom, Captain Apari.
Officer Shai, that's the face of the producer. All right. So he does a good job like 80% of the time. You know what? I gotta say this. I know that it's not for you lack of not knowing something. I know that it's for you not putting in the effort. You drove to the school today to make sure there were no issues. You didn't want no problems and stuff like that to do it there. But you're over it, so you're always going to get the shit. That's how it goes. Hey, you're in one of the toughest offices, bro. You got to have some tough skin in that office. You see how it is with Bishop and the ITT, bro. That thing is rough. No, you don't want to get cursed out in the booth. You don't want to be called IBL. Yep. Well, happy Sabbath to the 12 tribes, which are scattered abroad. To our consistent followers, thank you. We appreciate your support for the show. Definitely continue to like, subscribe, share as new content comes out. And if you happen to tune in for the first time, welcome. All right. Even if you don't necessarily agree with everything that's coming out of here, multiple exposures. To be the Lord's will may persuade you to see the light. All right. May persuade you to see the light. So Wednesday we had the insurrection, the assault on the Capitol, all the salacious names they're talking about it. Wednesday it happened on the day we were doing the Power Hour Plus edition on Wednesday. So the Spirit moved us to go in on that, and if you haven't seen that show yet, I encourage you to go check that out. It's on the Facebook feed being replayed. You can also catch it on the IUIC Phoenix YouTube page. All right. And you can share that. And we went over some prophecies of what you're beginning to see happening with that. So, you know, I know some people are like, that's white people or white people stuff. And it is. It definitely is. Not that we should be overly preoccupied with it, but we're always going to seek to look. That's what we were taught by our teachers to what is the significance of this? Is it significant at all to you know, something biblical? And we're going to bring stuff like that out. So today's show, we got the shorter show. I you know, it's funny, as I look for information for this stuff, you start with one or two pieces and then it's like, damn, you know what? It'd be good to bring this out. It'd be good to bring that out. But the format of the Saturday show is just more kind of boom, boom, boom. Let's get it out. And, you know, we try to save the longer stuff for there. So hopefully we can get through everything. We'll streamline it a little bit. But I want to take a different approach to this today. And you know, I know Bishop's going to talk about it. I think Deacon Malachi is doing it for the noon class. I want to talk about it from a perspective of the double standards piece, which I didn't get to do enough on Wednesday, and how you see when it's them, how they're treated different, how just the mere fact that it happened and how lax they were with their security setup goes to show you the mindset of how they feel about us as a people versus when our people were there protesting last summer. You know, remember, they cleared the way just so Trump could get a photo op at that church. Tear gas and all that stuff like that. We're going to read an article where they said there was choppers in the sky, all types of stuff. And, you know, you're reading now how they were understaffed. They weren't prepared. There was so much chatter going on. I mean, it goes into so much stuff. That stuff with Karen Bass and the FBI director talking about how there's manuals on Black identity extremists, but she's like, yo, where's the manual on white identity extremists? Like, where's this stuff? And it's interesting because those are the ones that are the real issue. We were just talking offline how there's so many. I think Vice did a documentary. I was watching something just the other day where these people and their pedophile ring that they talk about.
She is a damn devil, man. She's all contrary. She's way contrary by.
Oh, they all are, man. They all are.
Man.
Like, I was laughing. Whacked out. They talk about this pedophile ring and that is led by Democrats. It's so insulting to racial justice activists that have been bringing attention to Black lives that have been lost, said Anthony Lorenzo Green, one of the activists leading the Black Lives Matter DC group.
Lego.
Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We
got
back.
The nations running scared because Israel is back. All lies on us because we keeping them low.
Keeping them
when
low.
The Lord will return, Babylon will
Babylon
fall. Preset solid.
Solid.
We got them on lock.
Got
God chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen, get ready for our whip to crack.